Yesterday, we told you the harrowing story of Bruce Porter and his runaway snowmobile. Here's Mr. Porter telling us what happened.
Myself and my friend started up the snowmobile up by this, about 100 meters from the house. The throttle stuck, and it hit it directly for my house. I would suggest that about 50 miles an hour.
Holy macaroni.
It hit a snowbank just before it got to my deck and became airborne. It took out my dining room window. It took my chandelier off the ceiling over my dining table. It took out a divider. It smashed all the dining room furniture, smashed up an oak table, and it broke up four or five chairs. It hit a rocker, and there was a fairly thick cushion on the rocker that the track picked up, and that jammed the track, but not before it was sitting. The track was sitting on my wife's legs. And she had been on the telephone, and there was blood from cuts on her head and her shoulder and her legs, but not serious ones. I suspect that was from flying glass, because there was glass all over the house. As a matter of fact, there was one piece of glass. Actually, I'm looking at a piece of glass on the floor right now, but it went up to the point where it cut in the television screen. And it took out another chair, and it put a end table through my living room window, and that's where the machine stopped at that point.
Holy smokes. So when the machine was started up, was anyone sitting on it and had to jump off?
No. I tried to get it to start, and it didn't start right off, and I walked around to the other side, and I hit the starter button, and she started immediately.
That was Bruce Porter from yesterday's edition of Open Line. Bruce's wife, Louise, thankfully was released from hospital yesterday, and the insurance company has agreed to pay for the damage. Neighbors and friends are helping them get the house back in order. And Darren Dunphy, teacher snowmobile safety with Safety NL, joins me live in studio. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
What'd you think when you heard the story?
Well, it was catastrophic for him, to say the least.
Yeah.
And let's face it, it could have been way worse in case of an injury. I know it was injuries happen, but they weren't catastrophic injuries. So goes back to the thing, these things got to be looked after, these machines.
Look after how? Because a lot of people, they're really not much to getting it going. You know, press the button and away you go. So what do people have to consider when they approach their sled?
True enough, and like a lot of folks are using their sled daily. Like in around here, not so much. But you get out central and west, I mean, folks are using their machines daily. So they need to be maintained. Some folks leave their machines outside. You know, they don't have the wherewithal to have them inside a heated garage or whatever. They need to make sure that all their bits are working, the safety bits. And like in this case, from what I can gather, I wasn't there certainly, but I guess the trigger stuck, mm-hmm. as in the throttle stuck. So these things need to be maintained, need to be oiled and greased, and make sure that they're always in good working order. And I always say in our training programs, before you ever go handy a starter button or a pull cord, make sure the trigger is working. Like, you know, pull the trigger with your thumb just to make sure that it's releasing.
It's the first thing that most people Absolutely. Who understand the machine do when they approach. They pull the trigger or flick the handle, the throttle, and away they go. You know, we don't require any real training to operate a snowmobile. And the power-to-weight ratio, as you told me off-air, is off the charts. You got a rocket ship between your legs, and we don't make people get any training. That's maybe something we have to look at.
That goes to say with all of our recreational-type toys, call them toys. Some people use them as work tools, but you know, a motorcycle, a skidoo, an ATV, all these devices, they can be rocket ships, like you say. They can put in the hands of anybody with no training, no knowledge, no history of use, and go on, hope for the best, you know, hope for the best. So in the case of a snowmobile, case in point, in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador right now today, you can hop on this rocket ship, as you say, without a helmet.
Yep.
And it's perfectly legal. So what kind of message is that sending? Like from a government, lawmaker point of view, what kind of message is that sending to you?
it's pretty reckless. You know, I imagine a lot of people who are pretty handy on their sled and they can maneuver pretty, they think professionally in their mind. How often do these types of riders go to a clinic or a training session with you and walk away thinking, you know what, that was worthwhile. I actually learned a couple of things about how I handle it and the machine itself.
I've been fortunate over the past bunch of years to do quite a few snowmobile courses, actually, and different demographics, younger folk, older folk, more mature folk. And some have been like lifetime snowmobilers. And I'd go in thinking, I'm not going to be able to teach these guys anything. Because, I mean, they've been lifetime on a machine, right? And when I do a course, it's pretty, not laid back, but pretty open kind of thing where I want input from everybody and that kind of thing, right? And at the end of the day, usually, without exception, actually, I'll always come conversation around to the guys or gals that I taught throughout the day, and they'll always say, geez, boy, that was a pretty good day. You know, I picked up a couple of things. I didn't know this or I didn't know that. And I'll go away thinking, yeah, that was a day well spent.
Yeah, and your job is done. They'll be a safer rider.
Absolutely. I feel anyway, right?
Yeah, good on you, Darren. Really good to see you this morning. Stay safe out there.
Same here and same to you.
That's Darren Dunphy. He teaches snowmobile safety with Safety NL. And as we all realize, if you've ever been on a snowmobile, they are fun, it's exhilarating, but they are powerful and require a lot of respect and understanding what that machine can and cannot do.